Well, in the annals of sporting rivalry, you've got the Red Sox despising the Yankees, Duke, the arch nemesis of North Carolina, and Sweden versus the U.S. Well, you may not know it, but today's Women's World Cup game featuring those two teams is a grudge match. The teams have met 34 times before. The Swedish coach once coached the U.S. squad, and the two teams have already traded insults off the field. NPR Shireen Marisol Meraji is following the tournament from Winnipeg. Hi, Shireen.
Hey.
So there's some good old-fashioned trash talk going on. What's happening?
Well, we got to talk about Coach Pia Sundhage. First of all, I absolutely love saying her name, Pia Sundhage, Pia Sundhage. I could say it all day long.
I was going to try to avoid saying the name.
I'll say it for you. Anyway, second, she was a wildly successful coach for the U.S. team. She's won 2 Olympic gold medals. She's mentored many of the players on the U.S. team, and they've always had really positive things to say about her. So it was a bit of a surprise when in the New York Times this week, she gave some blunt assessments of several of the U.S. star players. Here are some of the highlights, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
All right. Midfielder Carly Lloyd, a challenge to coach.
Uh-oh.
The most challenging to coach. Can you guess? Can you guess who?
Hope Solo.
Excellent. You know, because of all of that off-the-field drama that she brings. And then she said Abby Wambach, who is the world leader in international goals, men or women. She said Abby shouldn't start, and she wouldn't start if she was the coach. She would be the best sub ever.
Well, what's going on there? How do you say that to someone who has the most goals in the league?
Well, you know, Abby is 35. She's been doing this a long time. This might actually be her last World Cup. I think that Pia recognizes that she's a little bit older and a little bit slower and may not have the kind of stamina that she had when she was young.
Well, this game is really important to Sweden. Is the coach trying to get into the heads of the U.S. players who are, by the way, favored to win?
You know, Pia is a smart coach, and who knows, maybe she is trying to burrow into the brains of her former players and, you know, get them off their game.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Hope Solo, the star goalkeeper for the U.S. There were more questions this week, or more answers this week, unearthed by ESPN about that domestic violence arrest mm-hmm. she had last year. Has all this been a distraction?
Well, the media has been distracted by it for sure. There have been so many questions about it at the news conferences. But as far as the team, Coach Jill Ellis says it hasn't been a distraction at all, that it's last year's news. You know, Hope Solo has always been a lightning rod. This is nothing new. She's the best goalie in the world. You saw that during Monday's game against Australia. She stopped so many shots, you know, keeping the game in check, barking orders at her teammates. But she can't seem to bat away all this drama like she bats away that ball.
And let's talk about that game. What's at stake for Sweden?
Well, they're going to be fighting hard, we think. There are 4 teams in Group D. There's the U.S., Sweden, Nigeria, and Australia. They're all pretty good teams. The U.S. beat Australia on Monday, 3-1. Sweden and Nigeria tied. So Sweden is looking for a win tonight. It's their best chance to move on. This is one of the marquee matches of the World Cup. It's going to be a tough game. And that was before all the drama that came out with the New York Times, where Pia was saying bad things about her former players. So it's going to be exciting out there. It's going to be very physical. These are 2 very physical attacking teams. And there's going to be some emotional baggage to boot. So this is going to be a great game to watch.
And Shireen, this game is going to be played on AstroTurf, artificial turf, like all of the mm-hmm. games in the World Cup. Let's talk about that for a minute. There was some concern that this was going to be very difficult to play on. This is not an issue that's new in sports. We've heard about this in football and in baseball. But how much of a problem has it actually been in the games, if at all?
Right now, the big issue that everyone's talking about is how hot the turf has been getting. Canada has been absolutely gorgeous. It's been like 60s and 70s, but the turf is getting up to 120 degrees. Mm. It is hot out there. The U.S. coaches have asked FIFA to water the turf down, to cool it down, which may quicken the game. And, you know, speaking of burning up turf, falling, slide tackling, playing intensely physical games like the U.S. is going to play against Sweden tonight, that leads to turf burn. And,
ouch.
You know, all these players' arms and legs are probably going to be filled with these kind of rug burns. It's also less forgiving than grass, so you can tweak out your joints. And all of the women in the World Cup are playing on turf. This is actually the first time a World Cup has ever been played on turf. So, you know, we're going to be talking about turf a lot, too.
NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji in Winnipeg. Shireen, I'm very jealous of your assignment right now.
It's a lot of work. watching these women play and talking about it all day.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Thank you.